Hi everyone, this is Ben Jensen here at KFRM 550 AM, and I'm currently speaking with Aaron Smith. He works as the U.S. Product Manager at Corteva for soybean cotton herbicide residuals, and he will be breaking down Enversa herbicide. It's currently pending by the EPA for use in 2024. So, Aaron, why are you excited about Enversa and its potential helping producers help protect their crops against weeds, and what are some of the main advantages that you see with the Enversa herbicide?
We're super excited to launch Enversa herbicide. So Enversa herbicide is our new pre- and post-emerge soybean residual herbicide that it has proprietary formulation of encapsulated acetochlor. And what that's going to mean is that it drives to the soil to create a long-lasting residual barrier, and will deliver powerful weed control and be very safe on crops. So we're excited to be able to launch this into the marketplace.
So why did Corteva specifically want to introduce this product?
So farmers are telling us they're demanding products that are very good for weed control, but also safe on their crops. And so Enversa is going to deliver on both of those. This formulation's actually been in development for nearly a decade to get just the right combination of that powerful weed control and excellent crop safety. And so because the farmers demand a product like this, we're going to be able to deliver on it. Truly, that's our job at Corteva, to deliver on farmers' needs.
How will Enversa benefit customers who are wanting to use it more than potentially another herbicide?
So once approved by the EPA, Enversa will be the residual tank mix partner of choice for Enlist One. So farmers that are using Enlist One, they should also be thinking about Enversa as their residual. But it will also be able to be used on non-Enlist soybeans as well, because it can be used pre- and post-emerge on all soybean types. It's going to add additional flexibility because it can be pre- and post-applied, and it's going to have multiple crop uses. So it's going to include soybeans, cotton, corn, and sorghum.
Mm-hmm. And what are some ways that listeners can learn more about Enversa herbicides or some of the other herbicides you guys are offering?
So growers can go to Corteva.us/Enversa or visit with their local retailer or reach out to their local Corteva AgriScience representative.
All right. Well, thank you, Aaron. As our listeners can hear, they've just started up some music here. So we're, I guess, grooving here in Orlando for now. Thank you, Aaron. Again, everybody, for our listeners, that was Aaron Smith. He works as the U.S. Product Manager for soybean and cotton herbicide residuals. Again, everybody, this is Ben Jensen here at KFRM 550 AM.